The only life is the fantasy football life. So when you come in here, you better be ready. Now prepare yourself for the Sons of Atherton Man Cave. And here are the bad boys to take you there. Ed, Greg, and John.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the fifth episode of the Sons of Atherton Fantasy Football Podcast. I am Ed Fowler, and I'm joined here with my co-hosts, Mr. John Smith.
Hello, Ed. How you doing?
And Mr. Greg Phillips.
Hello, Ed. Welcome to the man cave.
I'm glad to be here.
Way to project there, Greg. That was good.
You like that? I was sitting up straight, really projecting it out.
On the soundboard, it looked like you were screaming.
Amazing.
Yeah, so we're working on our projecting, folks. So this is the thrilling episode where you get to listen to us project more and hopefully not peek out as much as we have in the past. So, all right, guys, we've just gone through week four of our season. How you doing there, John?
Well, yeah, Ed, I think you know how I'm doing. My team sucks. Steaming pile of hot garbage. Actually, I won't say that. My team was not bad this week. I scored over 150 points. It came down to a Monday night game. I needed Case Keenum to get me 12 points to beat Addison.
Terrible.
And he couldn't do it. He missed a wide open throw with like a minute to go. Demaryius Thomas streaking on the right sideline. For me to get the loss and lock it in, I'm 1-3, baby, and I'm feeling 1-3. I look at my roster and I'm like, man, how did this happen? I came out of the draft feeling like the favorite.
You were feeling like a champ.
I thought I could go undefeated. I truly did. And then it's all been bad luck since then. I'm not going to go about the whole thing, but Greg, how do you feel?
Oh, it's to me now?
It's you.
Sure.
I feel
we can circle back and talk about how shitty.
Yeah, because I was really getting comfortable on why John felt so shitty. But
actually, I got a little depressed thinking about it. I wanted to keep it upbeat this week.
I feel pretty good. I got another win. So I started the season 0-2, and I just got a 2-0. So I'm on a good path right now. And every week, my team's been going up and up. So the guys that were like holding me back early, if you remember previous podcasts, I said sometimes just not making any waiver claims and just letting your guys recover.
No, that's good advice.
And they have.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Edward?
You know, I had a great Thursday night last week with my Kirk Cousins, Adam Thielen stack.
Oh, that was a throw fest.
Yeah. I went into the weekend already with 67 points, and I think the final score... I was going up against Armchair Assassins, who the ghost of the Sons of Atherton Fantasy Football League.
Yeah, he was a ghost. In fact, his team didn't show up either.
No.
Undead.
He did not even score 100 points. He actually did not even score 95 points or 90 points or even 85 points.
There should be a penalty for that.
I don't think in 6 years of this league I've seen anybody score 82 points for a whole week.
So the final score on my game was I had 170.4 points.
Mm-hmm. You feel good about that.
Oh, right? I do. And Armchair Assassins had 82.9 points.
He
so
doubled him.
Now, there is one interesting point that I think we should just briefly discuss with his score. That I destroyed him in that. But one of the things that if you look at his lineup, he didn't shift out Chris Carson.
Ooh.
And so that morning, Chris Carson was in his defense.
He's got him out of there now.
That's good. He's probably going to play this weekend. So that's another thing to keep in mind. Make sure you keep looking at get the sleeper bot updates. Check your lineup. Make sure your guys are actually playing, because Chris Carson was a bit of a surprise drop. not showing up in the game on Sunday, and so he got a goose egg for that.
Gotta give Brent a little help there, though. He's probably in church, whereas the rest of us are setting our lineups. He's in church.
Yes, praise the Lord.
He's a good man. He's a good family man. He's a lousy fantasy football player.
I'm praying to the red zone every Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Yeah, I'm looking at as soon as I wake up in the morning. Usually like 4 or 5 in the morning, I'll wake up for whatever the dog needs to get on the bed. And I'm on the phone looking at the lineup. What's happening?
Yeah, I get all the sleeper bot notifications. All day I'm getting notifications. And that's why I tend to, you know, overreact with my pickups and ads. And, you know, it's a good thing to have for sure.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, I think there's a celebratory toast.
Oh, yes. Second week in a row, I have forgotten our tradition. That's so, how much this tradition means to me.
Some of us are toasting to the celebration win, and some of us are drowning our sorrows.
Yep, that would be me.
Whatever it is, drink up, gentlemen.
Cheers.
Thank you, sir. And the drink tonight is brought to you by Few Whiskey.
Bourbon whiskey.
They're not actually our sponsors, but we sponsor them by drinking them.
Yes, thank you very little.
That's pretty smooth.
Yeah, that's good.
That's not bad. Yeah, We should not let anyone else have that crap we had last week. That stuff was great.
So who contributed this to
a former league participant that ended his journey mid season a couple years ago.
Oh, soup.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
Soup. Okay.
Campbell soup.
All right. So, thank you, soup. Thank you, soup.
So, what are we going to talk about here? We're going to talk about last week and how dominant my team was.
Yeah, let's
talk. How dominant was your team, Greg?
Well, I mean, if it's okay, we can start with the man, Matt Ryan. So, Matt Ryan, what can I say? This guy is the number two QB in the league right now.
Yes.
And in fantasy. Is, I think in reality, too, based on Monday night, right? Mahomes is coming down a little bit. And so, Matt Ryan put up another monster performance for me, three touchdowns, and just all the guys hit, all the guys that I wanted to hit, and took out, who did I play?
That's how bad he was.
Judas.
Judas.
Oh, God.
Judas.
Judas. We're going to talk about you later in the show.
I'm thinking about you, Judas.
Yeah. So if you remember, let's talk about it right now. There was a trade in the middle of the podcast that almost happened.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was trying to work a trade with Judas.
The name is just perfect because of the backstabbing. Perfect.
Yes. Yes, the backstabbing. And as I was trying to work the trade with Judas...
Are you sure you're talking about the right guy?
I'm pretty sure. Then what happened mid-broadcast is Judas texted another league mate.
That was me.
To try to work a deal on the side.
A better deal.
That league mate happened to be my co-host, John Smith. Yeah. And so I was a good 7 inches away from him.
So you know how you do it, Ed?
Tell me, Greg, how do I do it?
If you want to trade with Judas...
How do I do what exactly?
Make a trade with Judas. You wait until after you beat his ass.
Oh!
And then...
Right.
And then, in the middle of the week, in the dark of night, you make a trade.
You make a trade with
him. We make a trade. So, I got a trade this week with Judas.
Yeah.
And I think it was a fair trade.
So tell us what that trade was. We will decide. John and I will decide how fair that trade was.
So there were two trades.
Let's
talk about the Judas. So
yeah.
It's one of two trades. So we had a conversation yesterday, decided that we both needed to up our game. So I asked him if he'd be willing to part with Jay Ajayi from Philadelphia.
Jay Ajayi.
And for Kinsa Nunwa, the Jets receiver. And so...
For who? What did you say?
Inunwa.
Quincy.
I call him Kinsa. I call him Kinsa because he's never given you more than 15 points.
Kuta Kinsa.
15 points is his max.
You are a racist.
Okay. So Quincy Inunwa for Jay Ajayi.
Yeah, what do you think about that? So I was on the receiving of Ajayi.
Yep.
Yes, you will be.
You so the man has a broken back, but he's still playing.
Yeah, so but that's I still think
you won
something.
That trade. Kinsey Nunwa has been great.
He's been okay.
Not spectacular, but he catches a lot of balls.
He does.
I think it was an upgrade.
Definitely.
An upgrade in an area that you needed
exactly.
More.
I needed some running back depth.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy had Kenyon Drake all season. He needed somebody to score.
Kenyon Fake.
Ooh.
Kenyon Fake.
Is that what we're going with now?
Yes.
Kenyon Fake?
Yes, Kenyon Fake.
Is that all we got?
That's the best I got right now.
Kenyon Fake.
Yeah.
Sleep on that one. Let's work on it. For next week, we're going to come up with a better one for Kenyon Drake.
Terrible.
No, we won't.
Loser.
So, feeling good. 151 to 139. And it was four straight weeks of my team going up, and feel pretty good.
Yeah, you played the right team. Good for you.
Yeah, so you got a 2-2 record right now.
I'm up to 2-2.
All right. And, John, what's your record right now?
1-3 with a bullet going downward.
Right. And what's my record? Oh, right, 3-1. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
With a good-looking team to back that up, it's not an accident. Your team scores. You lost in a game that, you know, the game you lost, you actually scored a lot, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, it was – I lost to the Oracle himself.
Right.
I lost by 10 points. But actually, while we're on the subject
– The Oracle has fallen.
The Oracle Watch 2018. Does the Oracle still reign? So for those of you who don't know, which is none of you, the Oracle, his team name was, what was it? Running from the Bulls? Or?
Originally it was Bulls on Parade.
Bulls on Parade.
And
Bulls
now running to the
castrating
Bulls.
Castrating the Bulls.
No,
that's this week's matchup.
Stampeding the Bulls.
Yes, it's all bullshit.
It's Bulls stump something. Like, I think he's a Rage Against the Machine.
He's a Taurus?
He's trying Maybe.
He probably is a Taurus. I think he might have said
I don't know.
So
I don't want to know.
So Joel's team name was, what was it now? Bulls on Parade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lame.
Bulls on Parade. And then he started listening to our podcast, calling him the Oracle, and he started wearing that title. And so in this last week, he goes and changes his team name to what?
I am the Oracle.
I am the Oracle.
Yeah. No, that's not cool.
So, we created the monster. I will own that. We will own that. We created the monster.
Yeah.
But guess what? Team Heisenberg destroyed the monster.
Yep.
Team Heisenberg took the monster down. And the Oracle, who thought he had it all figured out, came tumbling down.
It was Kareem Hunt who took him down. Kareem Hunt had a big night on Monday night, finished him off.
And that's the way fantasy football goes. If you're going to own a title like the Oracle, you got to be able to defend it.
And it took him down so far that he changed his name away from I Am the Oracle to the Running of the Bulls.
Yeah, he's now changed it to Running of the Bulls.
Still
which is
stupid.
Possibly even worse than Bulls on Parade. At least Bulls on Parade reminded you of Rage Against the Machine, so it was something.
No, it didn't. This is not an I Hate Joel segment. Even
Are
though
you
it's
sure?
going to sound
we
like
have
it.
That?
Yeah, well, you know.
It is our show.
Once you start calling yourself the Oracle, I'm still coming for you, Joel. Week six, I'll be there.
Is it week six? Is that when it's going
six.
Up?
Here's the question for you. So the Oracle has fallen. Does that mean there's a new Oracle? And is that Oracle Chuck Norris?
No, I don't want to even think
God,
about
no.
it. No.
No.
Chuck Norris has been good.
That's a hard pass.
He's been good. His team doesn't look that great on paper.
Yes, but he's 4-0.
Yeah, I know, because he's luckier than we are. We're much better than he is.
He scored like 203 points this last weekend.
I don't know what to say.
He would have beaten all of us, like twice.
But look at his team. Come on. He's not going to be undefeated. No way. The man has like three running backs. One, Zeke Elliott. I get it.
But Zeke Elliott's carrying his whole team.
Yeah, then he's got Lamar Miller and Ty Montgomery, who's part of a three-headed monster.
And he got, what was it, like 50 points from Andrew Luck.
Yeah, that's not going to last either.
Yeah, that's not. But you know what else isn't going to last? Greg getting 32 points from a defense.
37.
Yeah. Sorry, God. 37 points from a defense.
Yeah, and thank you, John. I think
good pickup.
We talked about this in the podcast last week. Is
I grabbed
you
Seattle.
Swiped the Seattle defense, which ended with how many?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was like
not a lot.
Three or four points.
It was like eight. I think it was eight.
We won't split hairs.
It wasn't 35.
It was single digits. And so last minute, I snatched up. I saw the Buffalo matchup in Lambeau Field, and I snatched up Green Bay. Needless to say, it was the highest scoring asset that I had.
Yes.
37 points.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And that I was the... dropped him like a pancake.
Dropped it like it's hot.
That's, dropped him like yes. a pancake?
I made
what
that up.
What does that mean?
I made it up just now fast. On the spot.
Well, yeah, just go. Yeah, go yeah, keep going.
Just move on. Don't look him right in the eyes.
That's a Gregism. That's a Gregism. Yes. We're not even going to go there.
Yeah, Kamish. Kamish right. can get a pass.
But anyway,
on that
Chuck
one.
Norris, he's been great with Travis Kelce. Drew Brees has just been good. He's not always great. So I think he's been more lucky than good. Okay, AJ Green, he's pretty good. Galladay's been fine. Okay,
he's lucky, getting
but
by.
He's not that good.
Let me put it this way: I am glad when I play him, both Tate and Galladay will be on byes.
Okay,
yeah, he's doubling down on the Detroit because he's from Detroit.
When do I get that guy anyway?
Well, we're not going to sit here while you figure it out. But you
Everybody
figure it out
just
while
wait.
We keep
stop talking yes, while okay. I look at my phone.
There's nothing better on a podcast, I feel, than dead air. Well, so you're always a good seller.
You know what? Well, John's
schedule,
looking that up.
Schedule.
I am going
to. No, I already lost to him.
I'm going to do. You know what? So we want to talk to you guys about the first sponsor we have for our show tonight. Oh, wait. No, we don't have any sponsors.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, sorry. My bad. I thought we did. No.
Yeah, he crushed me in week three already, but I'll be back in week 12, mofo. I'll be ready.
He beat you in week three.
Yeah.
But what was the score?
I think he scored like 200. Wait, let me see. No, he didn't. Yes, wait.
So you can't say...
No, he didn't. I had a really bad week. He scored 173 that week. I had 108.
Yeah.
Bad week.
Yeah.
But we can't ignore this guy.
No.
I mean, you can't say someone that scored 203 points was just by random chance. I mean, that's a crap load of points.
Yeah.
Yes.
But his team still stinks.
So
he's got the highest number of points for the season. His team still stinks.
So if Joel was Darth Vader, is Chuck Norris, is Kasten the Emperor, is he the true evil behind the evil?
Oh.
Yes, I just called both of you evil.
No.
Suck it.
Call him what he is. He's a dick.
That is a different
Kasten
kind
is
of evil.
The dick.
That's okay. Kasten, you're probably not listening to this anyways. If you are, don't cry.
Well, I think the Oracle also came from the early picks that Joel had. Where he was pulling out Mahomes and Hill. He was pulling out all these things that hit early.
Yeah.
But now, as we said in previous episodes,
in
weeks one and two, you have these crazy stat lines, and then everything normalizes out by weeks four and five. So we're starting to see the true way the teams are playing now.
Yeah, but let me just say this. Pat Mahomes, would you take him as the number one quarterback after 4 weeks? Would you... Who or who would you take over Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, I mean, no one.
Nobody.
No one. I would take Mahomes.
Then you're number one.
Look, last season, I drafted Mahomes in the 17th round.
He screwed up.
And I dropped him. I dropped him mid-season. So, again, just for those of you who don't know and maybe listening, we are a keeper league, a 2QB keeper league. So we allow keepers to be picked from starting in round three and later.
Mm-hmm.
So that's constantly something that we have to balance in our league. You know, who is a guy that we think is going to be solid next year, but maybe isn't going to be so solid this year. For example, right now I have a conflict of James Conner.
You have a conflict?
Yes.
Because of the Lev Bell news?
Yeah, because of the new Lev Bell update.
Give us an update. What's
going on? Well, Lev Bell is going to be coming back. He's going to be reporting back to the Steelers.
Allegedly,
in week 7 during their bye.
For $800,000, I'll come back in week 7.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
now,
coming back.
Now, at least the story right now is that he's going to come back. He is still open to being traded. The Steelers are still listening to any kind of trade offers. but there is nothing solid happening.
Right.
So one of the big things that I recently read was that Lev actually expects the Niners to be one of the big teams coming after him in the offseason.
Well, they need a running back.
Yeah, so what
they need a quarterback and a running back.
So here's the interesting thing. So John drafted Jerick McKinnon and still has Jerick McKinnon in his IR because we're a keeper league. So that, if Lev Bell signs with the Niners, that kills Jerick McKinnon.
Absolutely it does. And I only keep him in my IR spot because there's no one else that I need to put there.
Sure.
And I'm not even sure if Jerick McKinnon is a great pick in the third round next year coming off of a major injury. You might get him cheaper. But since I really had high hopes for him this year, if I can hold on to him and get him in the third round next year, I'll probably do it because I'm a sentimental old fool.
Yes. Well, okay, so let me read this one quote from Lev regarding his whole holdout situation, his contract situation. And I quote here, this is coming straight from Lev. "I could be naive or hopeful, but at the end of the day, I feel like that's what's going to happen. I don't think they, the Steelers, really want me gone. That could be me being prideful, but I'm still holding out hope." So the question I have here is, how fucked is Judas?
Hey, my kids are listening to this podcast. Every week, the guy goes blue.
Judas, you hang on to Lev Bell. You dangle him out there like you're going to trade him. And the moment you hear some little sunshiny up your ass, you know, news, suddenly, nope, you yank him back. What do you think? You're going to lose again this weekend. You're going to lose the next weekend. And you're going to lose the next weekend. And then you're going to get Lev Bell back. And guess what? You're still going to lose.
So, Ed?
He's trying to set up Parade.
We're hitting Parade here. We're hitting you, Judas, pretty hard. Because he's actually being hopeful that Lev Bell is not going to sign a long-term contract. Because he wants to keep James Conner with his 16th pick for next year.
Well, but see, that's the question, though.
There's a self-serving interest here.
Well, yes and no, because at the same time, though, I don't know that what I have seen so far from James Conner suggests to me that he is actually a starting running back in the
NFL.
That
is a great point.
Hold on. Early sample size. I think we've all thought James Conner was pretty good for a while. He's good. He's just always stuck behind Lev Bell.
Yeah.
So he had a bad game or two. That doesn't mean anything. I think he's a good quality running back. If you could get that guy in the 16th round, I would keep that in a minute. Look at the waiver wire this week. Who would you take from that? Right now,
Noah.
Noah. If you could have him guaranteed in the 16th round next year, I'd keep him.
But here's the question, though. Yes, we are a keeper league, okay? But I have Connor, who right now has some value.
Mm-hmm. You trade him away.
I could trade him away and maybe get somebody that actually has value for the rest of the season.
Trade him to Brent because he's not listening to this podcast.
Kenyon Drake is available in most leagues.
No, I said a guy who has value.
Right, I forgot.
So listen, you're on Bell Watch, absolutely, because everything you're doing with your keepers, rests on this decision. If Bell signs a multi-year contract, you're not keeping James Conner.
No,
why would
no?
I will. No, I would still
a multi-year contract
in the 16th round. You're throwing darts anyway. Yeah. You keep him just in case Lev Bell blows a knee, and then you've got James Conner again in the 16th round. That's a no-brainer.
Oh, yeah, but then I'm gonna keep that.
Everybody blows a knee. Everybody.
I blew one just sitting here. Wait a second.
I blew Chunks last weekend.
That came out wrong. But
your dog's
time,
name is Chunks.
He got that from me.
So, at the same time, though, I look at my keepers. I see Kirk Cousins. I see Adam Thielen. Mm-hmm. I see Kerryon Johnson. I see Sony Michel. Four keepers I could potentially have right there. Granted, we are also 4 weeks into the season.
Did he mention Darius Geis?
No, he did not.
No, in the 15th round, 15th or 16th, Darius Geis.
Yeah, so I and
starting
I
was running back Darius for yeah, that everybody thought would be pretty valuable this
you're,
year.
You're
yeah.
keeping Geis and Kerryon Johnson. Oh yeah.
Well, let's see how Kerryon does.
Yeah, I don't know. Like right now, Sony Michel looks like the out of all of those, Sony Michel looks
yeah,
like
he's the new hotness.
Yeah, totally. I would definitely keep the New England running back because that's always satisfying.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem.
Never a committee situation.
That's the problem. Just when you think, so hey, I'm doing pretty good, but then he goes away from him.
I don't know. Like if right now I had to keep two guys to pick, it might be Adam Thielen and Kirk Cousins. Because they have been the most solid in through 4 weeks. That stack has been the most solid, consistent thing in my life.
Cousins was the third pick. Or third? No, Thielen was the third round. Cousins fourth?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, anyways, Parik, you're screwed.
He's really
I'm not trading
him hard.
With you. Ever.
Riding the Judas hard.
I'll trade with you, Parik. As soon as your team takes a giant dump and you have no hope, come to me. Yeah. I will give you crap for crap.
Judas, John will trade with you as soon as you get somebody worth trading for.
No, I'm going to look over your roster right now.
So there's a lot of...
Oh, yes. I like what I see here.
There's been a lot of activity in between the weeks.
Ah, yes.
You know?
The waiver wire magic tightrope watch.
Not only waiver wires.
And Greg made some trades.
There were a couple of trades.
Didn't we already talk about trades?
We talked about one of them.
Oh, which one?
We talked about me and Judas.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Oh, right.
We didn't talk about Heisenberg.
Oh, boy.
Inquiring about Mark Ingram. So Mark Ingram the second.
Yes.
The coming off of the 40-game suspension.
40-game
suspension yeah. for performance-enhancing drugs.
Yes.
PEDs, yeah, they're also PEDs. Called.
Yeah.
So there's a stat out there that says that guys coming off of PEDs don't perform well when they come back. You know why?
Why?
Because they're not on PEDs anymore.
Stands to reason.
Last year was...
That makes sense.
If you look at his 8-year career, if you look at he's age 30,
yeah.
Mark Ingram's last year was a statistical outlier. He is not going to perform like last year. So this was a situation where I needed to trade when Ingram's value was at its absolute highest. So thank you, Heisenberg. You're happy to part with Brandon Cooks, the number 12. So this was, I think, a very good trade. and which is why it kind of ties to the other trade that I mentioned earlier with Judas. Because
yes. Rewind the episode if you want us to
rewind. So yeah. I gave away a starting running back. So my running back depth was a little bit weak, so that's why I flipped Enunwa for Ajayi. So those trades happened within 30 minutes of each other. And it was bam, bam, bam.
How
and
was
you
that
guys were eviscerated before you even knew what hit you.
Yeah, Greg swindled you. So let that be a lesson to the rest of you guys in the league. Don't trade with Greg. He's smarter than you.
Yes.
This week, anyway.
And on top of that, I had the number one waiver wire position, and I took with that... The Tennessee Titans defense.
With his number, I know. He's streamed a defense for the number one
playing Buffalo, which got me 37 points last week with Green Bay, which is a crappy defense.
All right, let's remember this right now as potentially the worst first pickup off of the waiver wire of the entire season. A defense.
Mm-hmm.
Streaming a defense.
Actually, a defense playing Buffalo is a pretty good pickup. But if you look at the rest of the waiver wire, there's not a lot
there's
going
nothing.
On.
I would have there's
rather,
nothing. There was Derrick Henry and Jordy Nelson, and I got both of them.
Yeah, but this is my point. Listen to my point.
He got Kike Tute.
Yeah. Here's the point.
Who is that guy?
You could have gotten Nyheim Hines, taking a shot with him.
I don't want to.
Listen to my point. You could have picked up Nyheim Hines or anybody else and taken a shot on him and gotten the Tennessee Titans without taking the waiver wire
hit. No, I would have I would have picked up the Titans.
He wanted the Titans.
Did you have them in the...
No, I took Carolina over the Titans.
So there
I
you
wanted
go.
Carolina.
So that's my point. Is that
I tell you right now, water bet. Carolina Panthers outscore the Tennessee Titans defense.
I will take that.
So easy. Yes.
Write it down.
Write it down.
So easy.
Scoochie, scoochie.
Easy money.
Scoochie, scoochie.
I'm doing that for you, John.
Scoochie, scoochie.
I'm going with Carolina so you can get back and get even with Greg. In fact, I'm going to let you pour the water on him for me after he swindled you on the Brandon Cooks deal.
Carolina is at home against the Giants, and you're saying that their defense is going to outscore the Titans, which is a top five defense, against Buffalo?
That's correct. I am.
All right. All right. I appreciate. Yeah. I respect that water bet.
No.
I respect that water bet.
My luck is changing, gentlemen.
So I think John.
It cannot be any worse than it's been this season.
So the real judgment comes in Sunday night when we see how the Titans defense did.
Man.
And then you can douse me with water or whatever you'd like to.
Okay.
Yes. He's going to urinate on you.
Wait a minute. No, I'm not.
Nope.
Oh, sorry. Wrong podcast.
He might like that. And I'm not going to be that guy.
All right, so we've been laying into a lot of guys so far this episode.
Big time.
But you know what? The guys I really want to lay into are Captain and Tennille.
Oh, my man. God. That is a...
moist meat hammocks.
Ugh.
Bros, come on. Come on. Get your name game up a notch, first of all.
4.
You know what's moist is I don't have anything to go
with. That is a flaming hot pile of rotting garbage, that team.
O and 4.
What are you guys doing?
O and 4.
I don't know what they're doing.
Are you guys using the app? Do you have the app on your phone? Do you have internet connection?
You know that you can swap players from starter to bench, right?
Yeah,
you can move them back and forth.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, they don't have to get injured or die before you take them off.
I'll tell you what happened with these guys. They got comfortable. When they faced me, they started out on a Thursday night with Cleveland. This is going back 2 weeks. Cleveland and the Jets.
Yeah.
And Isaiah Crowell. You remember the famous
post-touchdown
celebration? Football. Had 2 touchdowns. They felt so good about the Crow. And they left him in there. They left him in there, and they got 0.8 points last week.
That burns.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they got comfortable.
And 2 points from Dalvin Cook.
They got comfortable from all their losses?
They got comfortable from chasing the points from the previous week and not really looking at
chasing the points.
Yeah, let me ask you something. Have they set their lineup for this week? Because they've got Tom Brady on the bench versus Indianapolis.
Yes, they have. Because
against Indy.
Because they have Devonta Freeman.
Why don't we give 3 start-sit recommendations on this podcast?
Yeah. Blake Bortles against anybody Brady is a mistake. I don't care who you're playing.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
What did we do?
I don't know what happened.
It's Tom. Hello, are we still on?
Hey, we might still be on, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Hold on.
Oh, my God. This
hold
is
on.
So
oh, bad. No. We're getting a text message from the president.
What?
Dive.
Did you guys get the alert today?
Dive. Emergency.
Dive.
Got the emergency.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was amazing. About 11:18 today. We got an emergency text.
I got one.
National Broadcast System. Not sure what that meant.
Oh, God.
Shelter in place.
Shelter. Shelter. Wait, do not shelter. Witch hunt.
Give me shelter.
We are still recording. Sorry.
Son of a bitch.
Can you edit all that out?
I could.
That was the best part of the show.
Let's keep talking about the moist meat hammocks.
Yes.
Okay. And how much they suck.
Losers.
They suck.
Oh, they suck God. Twice as bad as everybody else because there's 2 of them.
So they do. And you know how I said earlier, I've never seen a weak score like the Assassins had, 82 points in 6 years.
I remember you said
I've never seen a team constructed so poorly in 6 years. So this is cross-week spread here. This is like, it's incredible. I don't know how you're even 0-4. You should be 0-5, and we've only played 4 games.
Look, let's not take shots at these guys. We're lucky to have them in the league. We needed them. We got them. They're both good guys. They're not good at fantasy. That's all. But we love having you around, and thanks for coming.
Yeah, it's part of the love.
Thanks for playing, guys.
If we ain't talking about you, we probably hate you.
You don't count.
Yeah.
Well, we talk about you and hate you.
Yeah.
Joel. I'm kidding. Or am I?
I will tell you, a couple of... They look like they're surviving on guys that are past their prime. When I look at a team...
Oh. Demaryius Thomas.
Yep.
Demaryius Thomas. That's the first one I was going to bring
up. Demaryius Thomas. Of course, Crowell. I mean, that guy is—he's done.
Dalvin Cook,
Sammy Watkins.
Dalvin's a little injured this year, but
No. Dalvin Cook is—he's a guy that going into this season, you couldn't help but have questions about.
I said it on podcast one.
Yeah, please tell us. What did you say on podcast one, Kamish?
Yes, let's rehash old podcasts.
I said the guy, I think he did four games last year, and then he ruptured his body parts everywhere all over the field. And they spring.
Could you springs, be a little more specific?
Metal springs and joints like flew like shrapnel across the field.
Yep.
And I said, you know, there's 16 games. The guy played four games. Why are we crowning him? You know?
Yeah.
Why are we crowning him in this new season as a first-round running back? And sure enough, he's already injured after 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't think he was ever not injured. I think he must have come into the season not 100%.
I don't know.
Like, there's just no way.
Not good yet.
There's there was all the talk in the preseason camps and the OTAs that, you know, the leg's healthy, he took the brace off, he's cutting, he's looking good. Yeah, but you know what? He's not.
Jibber-jabber.
He's not good.
Jibber-jabber.
I'm going to call it right now. Dalvin Cook is a bust in the NFL.
Well, God, wait a minute.
No, I'm going to say it.
You already did.
Two years, and he spent at least 12 games now, running total.
Mm-hmm. No,
two seasons
guys,
on the injured
list. Moist meat hammocks. Seriously.
Yeah, let's talk about these guys.
He was a perfect first-round draft pick. Perfect. Great job.
Yeah, but somebody was going to take Dalvin
for the rest of us.
Yeah.
It wasn't
going to be me.
No, you didn't have to.
I was going to avoid Dalvin Cook.
Even if he would have gotten down to me, I was not going to take him.
But I like Dalvin Cook going into the season.
I think their best player is their defense.
Yeah, look at your record.
No kidding. I like Jerick McKinnon.
I still like Jerick McKinnon. You know I like Jerick McKinnon.
Yeah, but that sucks.
Yes.
Well, what can you do? Injuries are injuries. And so... So far this year, I've got my number one pick, Aaron Rodgers, playing on one leg. Jerick McKinnon, my number third round pick, is gone for the season without playing a game. Leonard Fournette, who I kept in the fourth, has been played about a full game total.
Has he played out over
the first two games that he's actually been in? He's been injured in both of them. So
what's the highest points he scored so far this season?
I think it was like six
points.
I think it's not good.
We talking Fournette right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Everybody told me he was
in yourself in your own ass.
Yeah, but you know what? If Fournette was there for anybody else in the first round, they'd have taken him.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No,
he got a lot of hype.
It's just bad luck. And I've had a lot
It's very unfortunate.
No.
Fortunate. Yeah, it's all right.
It's unfortunate. Nice try.
Okay. But I'm looking for my team to get healthy. By the 10th week, I'm looking for my team to be firing on all cylinders.
By the 12th week?
If I can win like 4 or 5 games before then, I look to hit my stride and race into the playoffs.
I'd be worried if I were you.
I should be worried.
Yeah, you're one of
three. What are we worrying about?
I know, but I got moist meat hammocks this week. That's easy to beat those guys, right?
John.
Right?
You picked up Marcus Mariota.
I like that guy.
Mariota.
I know you do.
Mariota.
You got Kamara and then, you know, Cooper Kupp.
Yep. Devontae Adams.
And that's it.
No. Devontae Adams is fine.
Can I ask what's going on with Rodgers and his coach?
That's a healthy tension. It's just like Brady and Belichick. When you're really good for a long time and you work together, eventually you blow off steam, sometimes to the media, which probably you shouldn't, but after a while. But what I like that he said about that is, like, I got to throw the ball to Devontae Adams more, you know, and if that means, you know, he basically called his coach out, let's get my best player involved. So I look for Devontae Adams and Rodgers to have a really big week this week.
You do believe in the stack. You got like two of every team.
I've got two or three parts of five teams, and that's my whole team.
Well, it seems to be working out well for you.
Yes.
Good one strategy.
Three with a bullet.
Hope is a strategy.
No. Well, I got rid of Case Keenum, so I no longer have two Denver Broncos, and I'm keeping Royce Freeman, hoping that little midget Philip Lindsay gets injured, and then he can just have all the carries to himself like he should have had at the beginning of the season.
Well, that was dramatic.
Well, I feel like I'm being confirmed for the Supreme Court. Or not.
Why don't you drink some water?
All right, squee. All right, so, you know, this week, this is the time I want to get down to talking about Edison's name.
Yeah.
His team name this week. So Edison is facing Joel. Joel, who has changed his name to the very eloquent shit.
Boo.
Running of the Bulls.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And Edison has come up with the very creative...
You could call it that.
Attempt at stringing letters together.
It is creative in some parts of the world.
And his team name this week is Castrating the...
Running of the Bulls.
Yeah. Which makes no flipping sense. Come on, Edison. You've set the bar so high, dude, with the uncertainty principle thing, man.
That was great.
That was amazing. Epic. That was amazing. You got to raise your game.
And carry People, on my... That was good.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't bad.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Dancing on rainbows with your pink fluffy unicorns.
Yes. Wait, what was the song again?
Pink fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows.
So,
yeah.
We are
I don't know that song.
We are back.
So, okay, so
castrating
this week, castrating the running of the bulls.
So is he castrating the bulls or the running of the bulls he's castrating?
I think, why should the people who are running with the bulls be castrated?
It's just a question.
That seems like it might actually like take some balls to be running with the bulls.
I think so.
So why are you castrating them, Edison?
It's really
What's
weird.
What's your problem, man?
Really weird.
All right, so he's going up against...
I'm guessing after he hears the podcast, he'll change it again.
Probably.
He doesn't seem tied to a certain
this
game.
Is the
Should
power.
We throw out a few?
We wield this power.
Yep.
So Edison is going up against Running of the Bulls, a.k.a. the man formerly known as the Oracle.
Mm-hmm.
And he does not earn that title. So he's got... This is what's interesting to me. The thing that is... one of the guys that's most interesting to me personally this week in Joel's lineup is Pat Mahomes. Okay, so Pat Mahomes is going up against my defense, one of the best defenses in the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
So we started to see... I mean, look, don't get me wrong. Mahomes is unbelievable. Lights out.
He's
football.
Pretty good.
He won this week.
Yeah. He's
big-time comeback.
Yeah, they are still undefeated.
The man threw a pass left-handed.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
By the way. That was incredible.
That was like backyard football kind of play. That was very impressive. But what happens? What is your prediction? How are you guys feeling about Pat Mahomes versus the Jaguars?
I'd like to take that one.
Yeah, please take it.
I think he goes for 30 points against Jacksonville.
You think so?
Yeah, he's at home. Jacksonville's good, but they can be beat like anybody. I've got Minnesota's defense. I thought they were close to unbeatable. They've been totally mortal because of the rule changes. I think Pat Mahomes goes for... I'll give him 30 points this week against Jacksonville.
Do you think he throws any interceptions?
Sure, why not?
Is he human?
Yeah, but, you know, is he as good as this? Like, it's almost like the Deshaun Watson for this season.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He came in and was just like ungodly good, and everything went his way for a while. And eventually, the league catches up to you.
Yeah,
but I'm not expecting that to happen this week. I'd stay in the fire with Mahomes. I think.
Oh yeah.
Keep lighting it up. I mean, you're not going to bench him.
No. You're not going.
But
you're lowering
expectations.
Yeah,
just
again. Yeah, in our league, our 2QB league, you would not bench someone like Mahomes ever. First of all. But Joel's second quarterback, and we're not going to go through everybody's lineup, but just as an example, Joel's second quarterback here is Joe Flacco.
He's been really good this year.
He's been really good, but in a single QB league, you probably... Flacco, with only 10 guys in our league, Flacco is probably not the guy you'd be starting. So that, again, is just one of the interesting things with that 2QB league.
Yeah. Flacco's got some good weapons this year. John Brown is back, without a doubt. Crabtree's just Crabtree.
You know, Carr is going against the Chargers when that's a division rival. They know each other.
That's
going
to be a shootout.
I mean, if I would be tempted to play that over Flacco, but you know, Mahomes, you can't bench Mahomes. I think your 30-point projection, though, that's crazy talk.
Water bet. That's water crazy bet. Talk.
So I think
I'm not
we
taking
should,
a water bet on this.
No, I think we should sign a water bet.
Pat Mahomes yet
for Joel water betting Edison. that Pat Mahomes is going to do better than Derek Carr.
Oh,
what?
We'll have to check in with them to see if
Waterbed I'm sorry, not Pat Mahomes. Joe Flacco is going to do better than Derek Carr. That's the water bet between you guys.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
We just assigned that to you.
Good luck.
You know what I think is going to have, who's going to have a great day? I think Gordon at home against Oakland defense. I think that guy is going to blow it up.
Melvin Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
A huge game in the making.
Everybody on that on San Diego or L.A. is playable this week. I'm playing Austin Eckler this week.
You should.
And but that's Melvin Gordon's backup.
But is Melvin Gordon's tooth hurting this week? Is that something we should be concerned about?
Does he have a toothache?
That was Keenan Allen.
Oh, that was Keenan Allen.
Yes. Yeah. My guy.
Well,
I would hope.
Anyways,
that's why I'm holding on to Austin Eckler anyways, so I can beat Joel over the head when Gordon finally goes down with an injury, which he doesn't seem to ever do. When it does happen, I've got Eckler.
No, but if I just look at this whole matchup, I mean, this is going to be like down to the wire. This could be like going down to like biting nails Monday night. You're counting points because this is almost a dead heat. They're projected within 2 points of each other.
So did you hear the story coming out of the Kyle Shanahan presser today?
No, enlighten us, Ed.
So,
do you work or do you just listen?
Yeah, what the hell do you have time to listen?
I told you, I get updates, man. I stay on it. I stay on it. Actually, no, I just saw this before we started recording.
Oh,
but so apparently, Kyle Shanahan was discussing George Kittle's lack of big receiving numbers at Iowa. Shanahan blamed the QB who, quote, couldn't get him the ball.
That was C.J. Bethard, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
Wasn't that his roommate?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
That's a true story.
Ow.
He was fucking around.
Ow.
It was a joke.
Oh,
but
funny.
He was still making that joke.
That isn't is funny. Funny.
This
and now
is...
Kittle's kicking it with C.J. Bethard.
I didn't realize they were both at Iowa together.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, so, that's some deep research knowledge.
No, not just at Iowa. Yeah, that's good. But not just at Iowa. They were roommates.
Incredible.
I think they were dating the same girl.
Yeah,
maybe they were made
allegedly.
Devil
allegedly.
Triangle.
So that's going to go down to the wire.
I think they were boofing her.
What about the Judas?
Flirting on her?
The Judas and Chuck Norris. Is there anything really to talk about here? Let's go Judas versus Chuck Norris.
No, there's nothing to talk about. Chuck Norris is projected to win by 20 points.
Wow.
I don't know. Judas just got in a trade. Quincy Enunwa.
Yeah.
That guy's money.
I don't think Quincy Enunwa is going to help him beat Chuck Norris.
Probably better than Kenny Stills.
Is he in his starting lineup yet?
No, so, not yet.
You know, someone like Andrew Luck, I think, is going to have a big, not fall off, but he's going to come back down to reality against
tomorrow
the
night,
Patriots.
Thursday night. Zeke is going to be Zeke.
He's going up against Houston.
Tate's going to be Tate. Green is going to be Green. But you know what? This is your boy, your backup, T.J. Yeldon. He's going to have a good game. Sorry, John. I know Fournette is out. Yeldon is in. So that guy against KC defense is going to have a good day.
Yeah, I think so. I do.
And I think P. Rivers against the Oakland Raiders defense. And even Roethlisberger against that porous Atlanta defense.
Well, that's going to be a shootout.
Yeah.
So
don't rule what I'm trying to say. Judas, we've been talking crap about you the whole podcast.
Well deserved.
Hey, Judas.
It still holds a grudge against the trade a week ago.
Judas, while we're talking, I'm going to switch to a trade offer.
You have some pretty high upside on this week's matchup, I think. And, you know, we're not going to sleep on that. Corey Davis, Gronkowski. You got some guys that could hit. So, we'll see.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. So, Armchair Assassins.
Oh, boy.
And Team Heisenberg go up against each other.
They're both projected 133.
Yeah. Armchair Assassins has a 7.7 advantage.
Yeah. We all look at those projections pretty closely.
Projections mean nothing. So, the challenge. So, I mean, okay. So, the challenge Armchair Assassins have is like top notch right here. Two QBs. Two QB league high scoring. He's got Russell Wilson going up against the Rams, and he's got Wentz going up against the Vikings.
That's gonna be a
tough matchup on both counts. He's got no one that's picking up the slack there. He does have McCaffrey going up against the Giants, which I think McCaffrey coming off the bye, that should be pretty solid for him.
Yeah, you know, Minnesota, you said something about Wentz against Minnesota. This Minnesota defense, and John, you have him on your roster, so you can attest to this.
I benched him 2 weeks in a row for somebody else.
You've picked up another defense and benched Minnesota. Yep. So, like, this Minnesota defense is not what it was last year. What's going on there? Is it the guy that's, like, not allowed in the building, Griffin and
oh,
all?
Oh, man. How about
what's
a...
going on there?
I think it's Dalvin Cook.
I haven't really...
Blame everything. With default. Like, this is Rule 92.
Yes.
Blame Dalvin Cook.
I haven't had a chance to really look that over. All I know is I look at the numbers. They don't look favorable. So I'm looking for matchups. You know, usually in other leagues, you're streaming defenses all the time.
Yeah.
In ours, we tend to grab somebody we think is really good and just kind of hold them so we're not wasting our waiver order.
Ooh, not
picking
me.
Up defenses. Yeah. Well, not you.
Yeah.
Except you waste a roster spot in a bench with a defense 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, but that's okay because there's nobody else out there. Because
you're benching Minnesota defense.
I'm benching Minnesota.
If you're benching Minnesota defense, why are you hanging on to them?
Yeah, just because I think they'll have better matchups
than
what
they
have.
I can see that.
Yeah. When they go against Green Bay,
that makes more sense.
Or anybody else,
Chicago,
that looks good as a
matchup. All those division rivals.
They're going to start playing better. They're just not doing it yet.
You know what? I like armchair for a guy that's 1-3. Yeah. Russell Wilson is going to hit his stride. He's got Baldwin back, his safety net. I think this guy is going to start hitting his stride. And with both of the cornerbacks out for the Rams, they're not as intimidating from a passing standpoint as what they were to start the season. So
yeah, but the Rams have Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh rushing the passer.
Yes. Yes.
I would
they
worry
are
about
going
Russell
to
Wilson.
Lay Russell Wilson out. His offensive line sucks.
Yeah, that's true.
Be careful. I mean, he's got
be
some
careful of what?
Be careful of you
the
know
the offensive line going to
no,
come after
armchair
me?
Assassins. I'm saying like
I beat him by almost 100 points.
I know
last
we
week.
Covered this already, but there's something. He's got Wilson. He's got Wentz, McCaffrey, Barkley. He's got some guys that can hit. And Thompson with Washington. I just think that he's got a pretty good shot to get his second win. I'm just saying.
Second win in week 5.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the real matchup I am personally invested in and interested in.
What would that be, Ed? I don't know what you're talking about.
Wayward Sons. Face off against...
Carry on my wayward son. Wow.
The commish.
I didn't
know. Yeah, we are going head-to-head.
Yes.
Two men into, one man leaves.
And right now, who's projected to win at the moment?
Currently,
it's
got to
be carry on my wayward son.
I am by less than a point.
So you're kidding. You're the underdog at the moment.
Yes.
Yeah, but you're 3-1. He's only 2-2.
It's well, based on the players you have in your starting matchup.
It's based on the stupid projection numbers.
These projections,
they are always
anyway.
100% correct. Every time.
I hope so, because I'll win.
If I'm betting the house,
so
I'm
listen,
on Ed.
Can I talk for a second on mine? And then you talk on yours.
No, all you do is talk on yours.
Listen, I want to talk more about my lineup.
Greg's team.
It's always better when we all talk.
I'm going to hit a couple highlights on my team, and then you're going to hit yours. And then we compare.
Sure.
We'll let the viewers decide. Or the listeners.
Yeah.
You got Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan, the number 2 quarterback in the entire NFL and fantasy football, is going against a porous Pittsburgh Steelers defense.
Sure. True.
Abomination. David Johnson is going against San Francisco. Not a scary defense. And they're starting to work him back in the offense. I love Keenan Allen against a horrible, horrible Oakland Raiders defense. And Brandon Cooks, the newly acquired Brandon Cooks, Rams offense against Seattle defense that just lost Earl Thomas. They just lost some dude that was like, you know, going to be locked away next week for insider trading, Kendricks.
Wait, sorry, I want to interrupt you just for a second.
Go for it.
Earl Thomas. Did you see when he was being carted off the field?
Yeah, what did he do, Ed? Why don't you show the viewers,
show the viewers?
What he was doing?
Sorry, folks. Greg has not yet realized.
Cover your eyes.
That we are audio only. So he, as he
and
being,
barely that.
Yes. So he was being carted off the field, and as he was being carted off the field, he let that bird fly
to the bench.
Yeah, right
the team he
to
was
his
leaving.
Bench.
And who was quick to defend him? His coach.
Of, Yeah, but Pete Carroll is the spin master. Mm-hmm. Like, he's always trying to spin bullshit. He's trying to he did it when he was in USC. The moment USC was about to get busted, that's when he bolted for Seattle.
Smart man.
So, I mean, whatever Pete Carroll says. I mean, he can chew his gum and go fuck himself.
Okay. So what are you going to brag? So I bragged on a couple of my players that I think are going to go off.
Well, I think... I do think that...
I've got Park on the line.
Uh-oh. Are you listening right now? Wait, no, this isn't live.
No, this is recorded.
He wants to know who... He wants to know for who. All right, let me see.
Judas!
Judas is on the line.
I'm texting you now. No,
are
I'm
we
not.
Gonna talk about your team or no, are you we're just talk mailing about it in this week?
So here
because you're kinda scared, I can tell.
I'm not, because I just know I have a better team.
You've never been out projected before.
And I'm still not.
You are.
No. I'm not. I'm still projected to win.
147, 148.
So mine says
refresh your screen.
Did you just change your lineup?
Yeah.
Okay, well whatever. I don't care about the projections, really. So Kirk Cousins, I have Kirk Cousins
secretly going... Secretly he does.
I have Kirk Cousins going up against the Eagles, which Eagles, they got a solid defense. And that is going to be a challenge, but I think that's going to turn into a shootout. Mm-hmm. So I'm not worried about Kirk Cousins there. I think that Kirk Cousins, Adam Thielen stack is going to pay off big time for me there. I got Deshaun Watson going up against the... Cowboys that have a paper bag as their defense.
Dallas has a good defense. Shows how you're paying attention.
And then I have Sony Michel going up against the Colts tomorrow night. I'm not concerned about that.
Probably safe.
Jordan Reed going up against the Saints on Monday night. Marshawn Lynch going up against the Chargers. Marshawn has been full beast mode. Have you heard the latest stat?
Pretty surprising. Yes. How good he's been.
He's literally the number one running back for yards after, wait, what is it? I've totally lost it now.
Yards after contact?
Yeah, yards after contact.
Yak? He's getting some running back yak?
It's something like 9.4 yards.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting after contact.
Yeah, he's bouncing off like a bowling ball.
Beast mode.
He's good. He's
in
good.
Full effect.
He's the number 10 running back right now in our league. And,
is
that's
he really?
That's a great play.
Holy shit.
He's had double digits all 4 weeks.
You should trade him.
You know what? Here's the funny thing, guys. I've been trying to trade Marshawn Lynch for the past 3 weeks.
Oh.
And the jackasses in our league have been saying, no, no, Marshawn Lynch.
No.
Marshawn Lynch is done. No. Now you can't have him.
You probably wanted too much in return.
I don't know. The Fournette. Number 10 running Fournette. Back in the league.
Fournette's on the block.
Fournette is on the block. you do have a decent lineup.
One
I'm
going to
just be fair and equitable here. But I think Odell Beckham could be shut down on a home game after a bye for Carolina. I think that could be a tough match.
Yeah, so the concerns that I have...
I'm banking on it.
I have concerns on OBJ for the rest of the season. As long as Eli Manning is his quarterback, Eli's done. He's done. He's done.
Yeah.
Odell is just not getting the action he needs to get. He's not getting the looks he needs to get. And the other question is what we referred to earlier, James Conner, who I like James Conner, but the last 2-3 weeks, ever since that first game, he had like 32 points in our league and has done not much since. So maybe he'll have a little bit of a comeback with the Falcons, against the Falcons, but I don't know what I'm going to get with him.
Yeah, it's a crapshoot what you got going on right now.
Well, and then the Jags against KC, like if I could find another defense I felt like was worth starting... I would actually consider benching the Jags defense against KC.
Trade you Minnesota for Marshawn Lynch.
Minnesota defense?
Those guys
done deal. Right here on the podcast. It's a done deal. So you're saying you have a lot of iffy
starts, I have all strong starts.
No, I don't think you have strong starts.
I feel no regret or remorse on any of my starts.
Jay Ajayi is a great start, you're crazy.
My other options are Kenyon Drake or Derrick Henry.
Oh, yeah, you have a lot of shitty options. That's true.
Those are my options, though. So, yes, I feel good about Jay Ajayi.
Yeah, personal.
let's talk about fluffy meat hammocks.
Wait, no, pink fluffy unicorns.
Oh, God.
Against the moist meat hammocks.
Go up against the worst team in the league.
In the history of all fantasy leagues. All
right, well, Aaron Rodgers is pissed off, and that's a good thing.
Yes.
He wants to throw the ball more to Davante Adams, my number one wide receiver. That's also a good thing. I picked up Mariota because my other quarterbacks stink.
Yep, yes. They do.
Yes, they Mariota do.
Mariota had a nice week.
Baker Mayfield.
Against Buffalo, I like Mariota's chances of having two good weeks in a row. I'm hoping. Kamara's going to be Kamara. Royce Freeman, please get me a touchdown.
Hold on. Please. Kamara, how do you feel about Mark Ingram entering back into the lineup?
He can't carry Kamara's jock. So, we're good. Okay. I'm not worried about Ingram.
Right, we'll go with that.
Deal?
Ingram's going
to
be...
Do you want us to edit that out, John?
No, or, Ingram's going to be involved. Okay. Like he was last year, but Kamara was great last year with Ingram there. He'll be great this year. I expect it to be more than like a 60-40 split. It could go 65-70.
I happen to agree with you, which is why I traded him to no age.
I think they've seen that Kamara is the future, and Ingram is great, but not as great as Kamara. So they're going to play the hot hand all the time. All right. I got Cooper Kupp against Seattle.
That's your boy right there.
At Seattle, that's not a great matchup, but Seattle's not Seattle anymore. Zach Ertz against Minnesota. We all know about the Minnesota. And then after that, I got Tyler Boyd, who's actually been really good for 2 weeks. And then Austin Eckler, who, because I'm so bereft of talent, I'm starting that guy. And he's like the backup to Melvin Gordon, who just, I'm hoping, will get another touchdown.
Yeah.
There you go. Panthers defense, we talked about them. Everybody else on my team is hot, stinking garbage.
That's a hot take.
Thank you. Thank you for a little.
That's great.
All right, so any final thoughts this week moving forward? Are you guys excited about where your teams are headed? Are you hopeful to where your teams are headed?
I just want somebody to beat Chuck Norris so we don't have to have that guy come into the cave and lord over us as if he's the new Oracle.
What a jackass.
Somebody kill Chuck Norris. Not that he'd be killed because he's Chuck Norris.
Judas, if you defeat Chuck Norris, I will stop calling you Judas.
Oh.
And you'll be Jesus.
Is that on the podcast? I think we're going to have a lot of good matchups this week.
Yeah.
All the crappy teams are playing the crappy teams, and the best teams are playing the best teams.
Wait a minute. So, my team's not crappy. We're just big boned.
All right, thanks everyone for tuning in this week.
Except for you, Joel.
We continue to be so excited to have you all listening. You can find us on Twitter at Sons of Atherton, and you can also find us on Instagram at Sons of Atherton FFL. So tune in next Instagram right now. We are.
Oh,
we are.
We're somebody.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'll wait till I see those guys.
Yeah, maybe one of these nights we can actually do a live stream, and all of you can tune in and check things out for yourself. So thanks again for listening, everyone. We really appreciate it. Come back next week. Good luck this week. See ya.
Later.